Well, one thing I've noticed here in San Antonio is that this is one of the most tattooed cities that I've ever been to. Everywhere you look, people are sporting tattoos. So in doing some research for this segment, I found the Pew Research Center a couple of years ago estimated that 36% of Americans age 18 to 25 have a tattoo, and 40% of those ages 26 to 40 have at least one tattoo, and that was a couple of years ago. I went to a couple of tattoo forums, websites, and many people identify the Austin-San Antonio area as a hotbed for tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And you walk down the streets here in San Antonio, everybody seems to have a tattoo, and they're showing them off.
Yeah, the problem is some of them look like 40-year-old, when they're women who are 40-year-old sumo wrestlers who have a tramp stamp that spreads across them like a Waylon Jennings bus.
Lot of tramp stamps. Lots of stuff on the back of the neck here.
Yeah.
Lots of arm stuff. Guys have tons of tattoos. The girls have tons of tattoos. So I want to play the race card here for a moment.
Mark,
60% of the population in San Antonio is Hispanic.
Is the I never noticed that. That's
really?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's all?
Huh. Is the Hispanic more into the tattoo than the white or the black or the Asian, or is it about the same?
I think everybody? It's about the same.
I would say that it seems like whites and Hispanics are into it more than even blacks.
But look at the NBA.
Yeah.
Everybody
look at this Cowboy roster.
Yeah.
Those are athletes.
Every black pro athlete.
Well, that's specific to that job. It's the same thing as, okay, a lot of white people don't have tattoos. Yeah, but look at music. Well, it's a specific segment of white people.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of tattoos. I think that the athlete has more than the average black.
Because that's the thing to do.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, it's a theory of mine.
Yeah. All right, so you think white and Hispanic are equal?
Yeah.
When it comes to the tattoo?
Ooh, I think maybe Hispanic has more. If you take out, like, artists, musicians,
mm-hmm.
athletes, just the average white, the average Hispanic, and the average black, maybe the Hispanic has the most there.
I'm starting to feel that way, and maybe it's just because I'm seeing so much of it here in San Antonio. But I also believe that this generation will be described by the history books as the generation of the tattoo.
The herstory books, as I like to call them.
The herstory books. We will be called the generation of the tattoo because so many people have tattoos.
I think we'll be called the generation of the dills because we're all idiots. You know what? And I was following a girl. This is CD. But I was following a girl across the Alamo Plaza last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she had two little cute kids with her and everything, looked like all American kids. And she was tatted up beyond belief, had the jet black hair, wearing, like a black t-shirt and some metal on her wrist. And she was incredibly hot, and she was incredibly tatted up, but just had these normal kids and everything like that. The tatted young MILF. I'm very attracted to.
Really? Because
yeah.
You think she's a bit troubled and you can prey upon that?
Well, no.
That's usually what you look for, you tell us.
I don't evaluate girls' attractiveness based on their psychological weaknesses.
Don't you?
Oh, no. Yes, you do, too.
Based on their vulnerabilities, that's yeah. What's attractive to me.
It's what you were telling me last night when you called me.
I did not call you drunken and at midnight.
Rich, I got to tell you about this. Oh, my God, I prey on women that are vulnerable.
He had his night vision goggles out watching that girl at Alamo Plaza.
Yeah, okay, like that girl walking across the Alamo Plaza, although she had two kids and seemed to be a good mother, she does everything in bed.
No doubt.
I mean, there are no forbidden zones.
No doubt.
You don't know that.
Oh, please.
You don't know that, and the question I have, though, if you are tatted up and you have the kids, at what point do you give them permission to get tatted up?
5 years old.
Some very young.
16, 15, 16, in there.
Not 18?
But see, you know, the white girl loves to get just the little tattoo to feel a little bit naughty.
Right.
You know, a little on the ankle or on the top of the foot or something like that. We got an email here from one of our female listeners, Lisa, said it's so funny that we're having tattoo talk today. She's 42, and she got her first tattoo this past weekend. She was at her book club meeting, and they were drinking sangria.
Uh-oh.
And she says the moon was full, and they somehow all ended up in Denton. And according to her, quote, I had a big bucket of F it.
Oh, no.
So I got one on the top of my foot. I figure that's one part of my body that will never sag, and I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about tattoos. Love you, signed Lisa. I'm telling you, it's epidemic, and the white woman loves to get just a little bit of tattoo just to feel a little bit dirty.
Especially on the crazy night.
Yeah, the crazy night, especially after they've hit 35, somewhere in there.
They need to feel young again.
Right.
I've always liked the tattoo on the woman, and for a while I didn't like the really overly tattooed woman. But now,
I like that better than I like...
Now I'm coming around on that.
Yeah.
The girl that's got the whole sleeve, there's something really,
really
dirty about that.
Deal killer.
Is it?
Man, I love it. I want the whole mural of the Last Supper across her chest.
No.
I think it's probably one of those things where I don't know that I want my wife to have tattoos, but the girl that I just fool around with, you definitely want her to have tattoos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Giorgio, you would love it.
No, I just look at if she's a, you know, a beautiful woman, why'd she do that to her beautiful skin? Why do that to it?
Because it's just trashy hot.
It is
trashy. Right.
There's,
right. You got that right. Don't know about the hot thing.
Nothing better than being behind a girl and then looking down and seeing the Garden of Earthly Delights just all across her back.
Maybe the little subtle ankle tattoo. Okay. But the sleeves, we got to stop the sleeve thing that's going on. I think
keep
that's
it up, girls.
That is really getting over tattooed when you go sleeves.
All right, what percentage of tattoos are later regretted?
90%.
I think there's something to that. I've said it before, the very thing that's alluring about the tattoo is its permanence, because you're giving the middle finger to your mortality and you're punching the roof of your car. I'm going to live forever, man! But how many people do you know that have also had to go back and alter their tattoos for whatever reason? Yeah, I got this. And
got
I
a job. I
like
got
it. And then I got it converted into a dragon because, you know, I didn't want the, you know, the topless nun on my bicep. Whatever.
Dragon.
The ones I always thought were cool when I was growing up were the guys who got them when they went to the big one. You know, when they're in World War II and they've got the Navy.
The real faded, you know.
Yeah. I think that's kind of cool if you go serve our country and then you get that, you know, to commemorate that. I think that's kind of cool.
What about the guy that gets the teardrops?
That is...
On the face?
Yeah. I guess that signifies your fallen homies. Is it like the right eye means they died and the left eye just means they've suffered an ankle injury?
Or the Tyson tattoo, half your face.
That's just too creepy. So once you get a tattoo, you're going to talking about getting the fishing hook in your eyebrow once you get the tattoo.
I'm not going to, it's not called the fishing hook in your eyebrow.
That's basically what it is.
I'm going to get my eyebrow pierced. I'm going to get my prepuce pierced. And I am. I'm going to get like a...
He will not.
An entire Hieronymus Bosch triptych right on my chest.
I will not do any of that. Now let's work in a couple of quick calls. Tattoo talk. Hi, Cliff. In Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, man, the percentage of black people with tattoos, you can judge by the percentage of dark-skinned black people, because I don't think a lot of dark-skinned black people have tattoos because you can't see them, and I don't see what the point of a dark-skinned person getting a tattoo is because you can't see it.
Now, are you black?
I'm very black. Extremely black.
Extremely black. So why don't you? So do you have any tattoos?
No. You can't. I'm dark, man. You can't see them.
Yeah, you got a good point. I mean, if you're really really dark and you're as black as you certainly seem to be, you can just claim you have tattoos. No one knows.
They still show up.
They can't fact check you.
All right, let's go to Andrew and McKinney. You're on the ticket.
Hey guys, just want to let you know I'm a middle-aged white professional, and I have no tattoos, but I went to a family reunion last weekend, and both my wife and my mother got a tattoo.
What?
No. What? Together?
Together, and my wife got something small on her foot, and my mother got an ankle tattoo, and my mother's
and they were
hot.
And they were drunk and kissing?
No, sorry.
Greg, what are you doing?
It's his mom and his wife. No, he said they got a tattoo.
Now, your story is not so shocking to me because my mom got the Tyson thing on the face.
You don't want your mom getting a tattoo, especially after you become an adult and you go to a family reunion, your mom's going to go get a tattoo?
You know... When my grandfather was in the nursing home and he was basically out of it and wasn't lucid, I hired a tattoo artist and got him a bunch of tattoos.
That's so sorry.
As a goodbye gift?
That's not funny.
So at the ticket we have our boss, the cat man, is tattooed.
Yeah.
Meow.
Bob Sturm, of all people, is tattooed.
Well, he grew up with Jesus standing on his shoulder. He needed a little bit of rebellion.
But a Packer logo.
Ty Walker is tattooed with Star Wars tattoos.
Horrible. We got the geekiest tattoos ever.
Anybody else?
Because Jeff Catlin has the that little cat, a cartoon cat.
It's a cat-too.
Yeah.
Danny.
What does Danny have?
He has something on his forearm or something.
Yeah, he's got an arm tattoo.
Huh.
It says Danny.
Norm is loaded with tattoos, I think.
Yeah, he just don't want... That's not for
Yeah, lower back. It says, enter here.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a sign that I saw in a restaurant once.
All right, watch for it. It's the tattoo generation coming to a history book near you.